Testimony Treasures, Volume 2, Chapter 38, The Sin Against the Holy Spirit. Brother P., you ask if you have committed the sin which has no forgiveness in this life or in the life to come. I answer, I do not see the slightest evidence that this is the case. What constitutes the sin against the Holy Ghost? It is willfully attributing to Satan the work of the Holy Spirit. For example, suppose that one is a witness of the special work of the Spirit of God. He has convincing evidence that the work is in harmony with the Scriptures, and the Spirit witnesses with his Spirit that it is of God. Afterward, however, he falls under temptation. Pride, self-sufficiency, or some other evil trait controls him. And, rejecting all the evidence of its divine character, he declares that that which he had before acknowledged to be the power of the Holy Spirit was the power of Satan. It is through the medium of his Spirit that God works upon the human heart. And when men willfully reject the Spirit and declare it to be from Satan, they cut off the channel by which God can communicate with them. By denying the evidence which God has been pleased to give them, they shut out the light which had been shining in their hearts, and as the result, they are left in darkness. Thus the words of Christ are verified. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? For a time, persons who have committed this sin may appear to be children of God. But when circumstances arise to develop character and show what manner of spirit they are of, it will be found that they are on the enemy's ground, standing under his black banner. My brother, the Spirit invites you today. Come with your whole heart to Jesus. Repent of your sins, make confession to God. Forsake all iniquity, and you may appropriate to yourself all his promises. Look unto me and be ye saved, is his gracious invitation. The day will come when the awful denunciation of God's wrath will be uttered against all who have persisted in their disloyalty to him. This will be when God must speak and do terrible things in righteousness against the transgressors of his law. But you need not be among those who will come under the wrath of God. It is now the day of his salvation. The light from the cross of Calvary is now shining forth in clear, bright rays, revealing Jesus, our sacrifice for sin. As you read the promises which I have set before you, remember they are the expression of unutterable love and pity. The great heart of infinite love is drawn toward the sinner with boundless compassion. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Yes, only believe that God is your helper. He wants to restore his moral image in man. As you draw nigh to him with confession and repentance, he will draw nigh to you with mercy and forgiveness. We owe the Lord everything. He is the author of our salvation. As you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.